4.28. 1.
There are some common sense precautions you can take if you want to avoid a snake bite when you're hiking in an area where you know there might be snakes. First, when choosing your campsite, make sure you pitch your tent in a clearing, well away from long grass, trees or large rocks. Secondly, be very careful where you're treading, especially if there are fallen trees. Snakes like to hide behind these. This is the advice I would highlight most. Finally, and this is common sense, make sure you're wearing proper shoes, hiking or walking shoes, and of course, never ever wear sandals or go barefoot.
2.
Good morning and welcome on board this Air Britannia flight AB443 to Tunisia. My name is Steve Morris and I am your pilot today. First of all, I'd like to apologise for the 40-minute delay in boarding. This was due to the late arrival of the incoming flight. In a few minutes, the cabin crew will be giving you instructions about what to do in case of an emergency. I would like to stress how important it is, even for frequent flyers, to pay attention to the safety demonstration. Every aircraft is different and emergency exits are located in different places. I would also like to recommend that you read the safety instructions card, which you'll find in your seat pocket. Flying time today will be approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes and we'll be taking off in a southeasterly direction and flying over Brighton before we cross the channel and head into France.
3. What time is it?
It's 8:15. John should have been here by now. Are you sure you told him the dinner was tonight?
Of course I'm sure. I invited him when I saw him last Saturday.
So why isn't he here then? Is he usually late for things?
No, but he's a bit absent-minded. It's my fault. I should have reminded him today. I know what he's like. I'll give him a call on his mobile.
But if he's driving, he probably won't answer it. Something might have happened to him on the way. It's snowing very heavily now.
Relax. You don't know John as well as I do. Chances are it went right out of his mind. I think we ought to have dinner and not wait. Everyone must be starving.
4.
OK, so you're getting the black dress, right?
Oh, I just can't make my mind up. I mean, I know it's nice and it's not that expensive, but I still think maybe the one I tried on in the last place was nicer. I mean, it suited me better. What do you think?
I think they both looked great. Was the other one more expensive?
Oh, I can't remember. You know, I think I need to just try it on again before I decide.
What? Go back to the other shop now? But we've already spent an hour there, and that means finding somewhere to park there again. If you really liked it, you should have bought it then. Couldn't you go back on your own tomorrow?
No, I really want to go back now. If I wait till tomorrow, it might be gone. Yes, I definitely need to try it on again. Come on.
Oh, please.
5.
What do you think of it?
I love it. I think the expressions on their faces are incredible.
Mm.
Look at the way the child is looking at him, as if he had the most beautiful face in the world. The old man is ugly, but she can see right past his ugliness.
Actually, it's a boy. Mm. The child, I mean, not a girl. The title is Old Man with a Young Boy. It's just with those wonderful golden curls, he looks like a girl. I agree with you, though. It's an amazing painting. I guess the child must be the man's grandson. What do you think could have happened to the old man's nose?
It looks as if he had some sort of illness, I suppose. Maybe it was the plague or something.
Mm.
There was a lot of it around at the time.